Good evening, folks. My name is Craig. I will be your host here at Modern Preparedness. When you hear the word preparedness, it gives so many negative feelings. It causes people to be very uncomfortable because it's not the norm. But I don't think that it should. I think that everybody should be prepared. And I think most people, to an extent, are. That being said, are you prepared enough? And, you know, before I dive into that, let's stop and just take a look at the word preparedness. What is the definition of preparedness? Preparedness is the state of being ready to respond to a disaster, crisis, or other emergency situation. It can also mean having adequate armed forces, industrial resources, and potential, especially to deter enemy attacks. Preparedness can also be defined as a continuous cycle of planning, organizing, training, equipping, exercising, evaluating, and taking corrective action. Now, I don't know about everybody else, but when I stop and think about that definition, I don't see any reason why anybody should get negative feelings from this word. Should you be ready to respond in the case of a disaster? Or if a crisis were to happen at home or while you're out and about? Or any other type of emergency situation? I would say yes. I'd like to be. With it being a continuous cycle of planning, organizing, training, equipping, exercising, evaluating, and taking corrective action. Guys, that's being human. That's what you do on a day-to-day basis with everything in life. When you're at work doing your job, are you not prepared? Are you not planning what you're doing, organizing, training, equipping yourself with the tools you need to get your job done, exercising, evaluating, and taking corrective action? Absolutely. Why would you not do this at home for your family? It's wild to me, right? That we can put such negative spins on things like this. But here's the truth. I come from a background of working in EMS. I know how long it can take for emergency personnel to get somewhere. I know it's not always fast. There's some times that because of that time, it can cause very bad things to happen. Being prepared for those types of situations could greatly change those types of outcomes. I live here in southern Indiana. Had a tornado strike here yesterday, just a little bit south of me. Another tornado here a couple weeks ago up in the northern part of the state devastated the area. Ohio got devastated by tornadoes. How many of those people do you think were prepared and had bags ready in case they ever had to just leave? How many of those people wish they would have had a bag to grab so that way they had something to grab when they needed to leave? Or had them strategically placed in the house so that way they knew they could grab them, even if everything else was all destroyed? I it's frustrating to me. I just, it should not be a negative thing, right? It should be something that everybody does. Now, but when we look at the definition of what a prepper is, a prepper is someone who prepares for or gathers materials to survive a disaster or cataclysm, such as war or a worldwide economic collapse. Preppers believe that disasters can be man-made or natural, and they prepare for a wide range of them. Preppers may store food and equipment such as bug-out bags, cache of weapons, or heirloom seeds. The definition of prepper is so negative compared to preparedness. It makes people sound like they're preparing for these crazy things that are never going to happen. But in reality, they're preparing for things that could happen. And just because their worst case that they think of is wild, and I agree, some of these things people prepare for are just, I mean, I don't want to say it's I don't want to say they're crazy, because I don't think necessarily every one of them are crazy per se. However, the likelihood of a solar flare knocking out all communications and causing an EMP that just takes out everything across the world, it's just, the likelihood slim to none, right? Yes, it can happen. It's happened in the past, but it's unlikely. It's very unlikely. What is likely is having a storm that comes through and knocks out your power for a couple days. What is likely is a tornado coming through, knocking out power, water, all your normal utilities, and making it so EMS can't respond to your house in an emergency situation, or the fire department, or anybody else. It's not uncommon anymore to have somebody kick in your door and try to rob you, or to have somebody approach you in a parking lot and try to steal from you. And as inflation gets worse, that's only going to get worse, right? So why not be prepared for those types of situations? So with all that being said, how do you start preparing for somebody who isn't completely sold on the idea necessarily, doesn't completely get it, but understands where I'm coming from, that, you know, being prepared for a COVID type situation where the grocery stores run out of food and other necessities that you might need, and when police and EMS are inundated and can't get to you in a rapid amount of time? What are some things you can do just to kind of get the ball rolling, right? Just to kind of have a few things put back and maybe dip your toe in the water, per se. So here's what I would do, okay? First thing I would try to do is put back 3 days worth of food. 3 days. Really, I'd rather see that be a week. But 3 days minimum. Same with water. Minimum of 3 days of water. A gallon per person per day. It's not a lot, but just in case. Tornado comes through or an earthquake happens, water gets contaminated, water line bursts and gets contaminated. Having that backup, you'll be thankful for it. Those would be the first two things that I would do. Second thing I would do, a bug out bag would be the next step that I would do. And people, again, this is one of those things it gets such a bad rap. Bug out bag, what are you going to run from? Well, like I said, tornado hits, house gets severely damaged, but it's still standing, but you can't stay there. You've got to get out quick because because everything around you is falling apart. No electricity, no water. Just having a bag to grab to be able to get out and go if you need to. That's huge. Some clothes for you and your kids. Maybe a couple snacks, some food, some water. Right? It doesn't have to be this crazy bag of, I'm going to be in the woods for a month waiting for everybody to die so that way I can still live. It's not always like that, right? People with hurricanes, people who live in hurricane areas, I'd be interested to know. The ones that know that there's times when they have to go, I bet most of those people have totes or bags ready to go. And if you do, I'd love to hear about it. That would be the next thing that I would do. Those things right there, if you do those things, I'm going to add one more. Get CPR certified. Right? Go get your certification for CPR. That way, if, heaven forbid, you come across somebody that needs some sort of help when nobody else can help, you could. Just because you took an afternoon to go take a class, right? It's not a hard thing to learn. It's not a hard thing to learn. But it would go a long way. So, that's what I wanted to discuss here today. And I'd be interested to know what your guys' thoughts are on everything. Get some feedback from you. And if there's anything else you would like to see covered or any thoughts on this, please leave me a comment. Would love to hear from you. This is Modern Preparedness. Have a good night.